Bloodblade. A possessed knife turns anyone who touches it into a killer. Can Chloe and Mike find the blade and destroy it before someone else gets killed? I bet you're dying to find out.
What the fuck is happening?
Chloe.
No!
Chloe, wake up. It's all right.
Mike! Oh, God, I just had a shit of a dream. You were in it, and we were in Victoria, England.
Yeah, and Jack the Ripper was there, and we were fast-forwarding through time. Yeah, no, I totally had that same dream.
Wait, what? We were in the same dream? How?
Wait a minute. Were you talking shit about my mad history skills?
This is beyond messed up.
Now the devil is my only friend. It'll be waiting for me in the end. Help out.
So I get this feeling that our having a shared vision means that the demon possessing the knife, it knows we're closing in on it.
Okay, this is a bad bet, but if you're getting a vision as elaborate as that, with all that Sherlock Holmes shit, there's something almost special about Bliss, Idaho itself.
Hey, what was it like being in my dream?
It was kind of trippy, actually. At first I thought it was just indigestion, but then I was totally aware, totally nutso. Chloe, when we do this, when we destroy the knife, stop the demon, etc., etc., what happens next?
Well, I haven't thought that far ahead.
No thoughts at all? Geez, do you even think we can do it?
I've spent most of my life coping and hiding, you jerk. Until this knife started killing people back home, I didn't have a reason to want to do anything more than that. So excuse me, but after our business in Bliss, everything was still a puzzle to me.
I mean, I spent most of high school blazing with the amazing Caleb, so I don't know shit either. What's the deal, babe? We getting food? Lodging? Or should we try talking with one of these fucking dystopian movie extra-looking bastards?
They're looking at us like a bunch of cats that just woke up to the sound of a tin can opener.
Howdy, friends.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Welcome to Bliss, Idaho. I am so very happy. I wonder if you are as well.
Yeah, I am.
Great. You'll fit in just fine. Won't ya?
Indeed they will, Mr. Snyder. You should be getting ready for the meeting, right?
Indeed. That's Bliss. Drink it up.
You two must be travelers. I assume you're here to receive the message.
Travelers? Are you a non-traveler?
Howdy, my dude. What is this message?
Thank fuck you two are normal. Listen, for 2 years now, only weirdos have been coming here, and they never leave. And don't even get me started on the town hall meetings. You don't want to know. There's some really messed up shit going down.
What kind of shit are we talking?
2 years ago, this was a normal farming community of about 30 people. Now it's about 600. There are definitely not 600 rooms here. And the way people behave here make the Stepford Wives look like fucking Sesame Street.
Okay, well why don't you just leave then? You must like Sesame Street.
Mike!
Whatever this is, it has my family. All they do now is ask me if I'm happy and go to these town hall meetings. But they and the farmhouse are all I have in this world. So why don't you leave and spare yourselves this fate?
We're looking for something that might just be connected to what's happening. I don't know, but we might be able to help you get your family back?
Well, choke my chicken. I'll gladly help you guys any way I can. Let me start by getting you guys a place to stay.
Welcome back, Miss Murphy. And thanks for joining us this time, Mr. Nelson.
Yeah, you're totally welcome, Mr. Jack the Ripper. Fuck off.
Hey! Don't tie us up!
You don't have to tie me up!
Everybody comfy. Let's play, shall we?
Let us go, you evil bastard. We are not into this.
Jack the Ripper? More like Jack the Dick.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
We really must have quiet here, as concentration is the key. This damsel is a lady of the night. Her lewd actions have helped her choose to sacrifice her body for an anatomy lesson. You see, when the body has endured enough, the soul must fly. She really should be dead by now, but her body still fights for its own soul. Now, on to you two. I shall endeavor to find out how much of the blade your bodies will endure.
Bloodblade.